Right, that's all this evening business. Now we go, only got one under old business. Case number 10,688, Doggies at the Beach. A variance from the setback requirements for a dog daycare facility. So we tabled this last meeting. Does anyone have any discussions on it?
I had to go down and look at it. And what the owner said about washing it down, getting it cleaned up, that's true. But the grain on the outside of it and the water holes, that's true. What the owner said, what the people against it said, it's true too. When they do wash that down, what happened, I went down there, was went raining on my left, it poured. That went right straight down the street, right down to the houses. And I looked at it, it's not very big. I think it should be boards on the inside of that fence and put sawdust or shavings on the inside of that. I don't think that should be washed on the street. The urine and the doo-doo, whatever it is, I mean, it's still there. You're washing it out on the street. I'm not in the...
That was my concern, you know, in hearing the case. I mean, you know, they wash it down, but then it goes out and, you know, into a hole in the parking lot or whatever.
It's in the hole in that parking lot, too.
To me, that's very unsanitary.
Mm-hmm.
Then the owner said he was going to try to put in some type of drainage, but then where's it going to go?
Right.
Where's it go from there?
There's nothing there to absorb it.
Nope. Yeah. Blacktop's going to bet it won't absorb 2 minutes.
No. That's not the right way to do it.
No, in its present condition, I'm not in favor of it, unless you've got some way to get that, get a control on it.
Containment and removal.
Huh?
Containment and removal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can you put them on? You can put them stipulations with it then.
When he put the sawdust down or shavings,
something to
he's going to put something over top of it. Well, and when it rains and everything else, is going to be a mess.
Yeah, well, I would, you know, if you're going to approve it, I would just, you know, make the stipulation that they must provide containment and removal of waste water.
Yes.
Waste water. Runoff.
Yeah, that I could go along with.
Yeah. He did, I mean, it might be the area, but that's a wrong place to have that thing at.
Would this be the kind of thing that could be sent over to P&Z for a site plan, at which point they could require perhaps more detail in terms of what Brent's talking about? Has that ever happened? It could, though.
Well,
I think the board can send any case for site plan.
I would think this would be a DENREC issue.
I'll tell you, I think DENREC saw that. They shut that down in a heartbeat. What do you think, Jeff?
Why don't we table this, Rick, and let give you enough time to look into it for us, if you would?
Okay.
What would be our best course to take? Not trying to pass it on, but that's a good point. You got DENREC and this one?
Maybe some sort of containment system that would require DENREC approval
right
in advance. That way you know there was some assurance that it was going to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. Won't we table until further notice until you get back with us?
Yeah,
we're not putting it back on the agenda until you get with Susan. But right now, we'll just leave it. We just table it pending further review from the attorney.
Okay.
How about that? You have a motion then to that effect?
So moved.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Have a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Mills. That we table case number 10,688. Until further notice to allow the attorney time to review it and take what necessary actions. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Thanks, Rick. I think that would be the best. And then whenever you get to it.
In halftime, it's Dolphin 7, Patriot 6.
Huh?
At halftime, it's Dolphin 7, Patriot 6.
Come on, Patriots. Get hold of them. Okay, if there's nothing else,
who decides which cases get heard on which night and how many? Who puts the agenda together for us?
Joyce.
And does she have any guidelines? Like when she looks, just for example, when I looked at this a week and a half ago, I shuddered because there were two cell towers and an animal hospital.
Yeah, I know.
Any one of which could have been a two-hour hearing in and of itself.
Exactly. It's first come, first serve. First 15 cases.
But not to interrupt you, one time we had it set up that way. If you remember, I went to Dale Duke's name. If it was a cell tower, we put a cell tower and five cases and nothing else, regardless.
She just does the advertising, but she's not the one who takes the application and puts it on
the agenda.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. It almost seems like, you know, like you said, Dale, we used to have somebody else looked out for it because we would know if a Melvin Joseph application came up, we would do that by itself or with just one or two things.
Or a chicken plant.
I mean, it was late enough as it was without it.
But if we had a mess of people in opposition just on the first one, you'd still been there, it'd been 12 o'clock.
Plus, if we're getting these cases where people come in, two or three cases in an evening that are absolutely clueless, and we spend 20 to 25 minutes telling them that and then end up bringing them back for another night.
Yeah.
You look at all the time we're wasting there. I'm just wondering.
Well, I guess I can start policing it better myself. Having it.
Yeah, there's some considerations I think we never had before, like these, where if we're going to be encouraged to reschedule people who don't know what they're doing.
It's going to be a lot longer. It's going to take less cases to do.
It's nice to get them all in and out as quickly as possible, but I'm not sure that's necessary.
That ain't the answer.
Every quarter, we're going to have a sweep meeting.
Well, it's going to come that way because, just like tonight, if we sent two or three back with Rick, and then if that case was 2 hours, that one cell tower, we still had seven cases to hear, two under advisement, and then one old one. So what would we have done? We'd have tabled in, then you'd have had sent it back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not on you. So
we find that we're getting three or four per meeting, and maybe
we've got up to
couple months have an additional meeting.
There are six on the books.
15, and then the next one we have two or three. Then we have 10, and then we have two or three. So I mentioned that maybe we can just start taking 10.
Balancing them different.
Yeah, well, because they're getting like they can just
really go for that.
We've got it on the books if we do need them to have six.
We'll just have an extra meeting every couple months to handle all that.
Because that's what it could get into, I think. Yep. He wasn't happy with
on the books for six.
Extra
I
meeting.
Got that.
If we did that.
I've been telling you, you just take them.
But it's not been that. It's been 10.
No, I mean, up until the last, maybe the last
But I think you're going to see, as you just said, not to interrupt, it's going to take a lot longer because it's going to take, they're wanting to tell people, polite answers, help on this. If it takes an average now of 30 minutes a case, if you get 10 of them, how long is that then? That's 3 hours if you don't have anything big. So you're looking at, 11, you can start getting 11:30, 12, 1 o'clock again.
Planning zoning still running until 11, 12 o'clock every.
No.
They have a special, they got three meetings.
I think they only have 10 cases.
They're almost out of zoning applications now in subdivisions. At the end of the year,
I thought it was a good idea to make 10, not 15, I don't think they want it to run into extra meetings either, which it doesn't look like it's going to.
It's not putting them that far out, though.
I love it. The rule of thumb, they didn't want to be over 8 weeks out.
Because actually, what I just checked for Joyce that she's getting to schedule, there's two cases. That's it. And it's kind of sad.
You go with 10 cases
to come here for two cases.
Yeah.
Take
18 one week.
When we could have split the one previous and added five more to it.
Then start sending back different review.
Well, what we ought to do is in the next few weeks, you only are going to have two cases at one meeting? Then what we ought to do next week and the following week is any of these that aren't prepared, we'll push them right on out to that meeting.
Well, you already sent back two. See? Well, you can take the, they're coming. Yeah, of course, yeah.
And that's not an unfair penalty for coming in unprepared, so you have to wait an extra 6 weeks. Maybe that's their penalty.
Well, isn't that what they said they wanted to do? Make sure they were prepared and get them prepared so you can go send them back.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah,
see, I have a good night.
Sure.
Yeah,